What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is going to be a quick one. It's titled, Chicken is Expensive in Guatemala. So as you guys can see, I have about less than two pounds of chicken. By the way, guys, they actually use pounds here, not kilograms. So they do use pounds in Guatemala and not kilograms like the rest of the outside of America. Anyways, that's all right. So as you guys can see, the price of chicken is 33 of their money per pound, a grand total of 57 of their money for well under 2 pounds, 1.75 pounds to be exact. This come divide by eight, actually a little bit less than eight. 8 times 7, so this is about $7.50. Okay, guys, so we have under 2 pounds of meat of chicken for about $7.50. In Latvia it was cheaper, in Ukraine it was way cheaper. I think I was paying probably around $3 and some change for a kilogram of chicken in Ukraine, which is well over 2 pounds. So here the chicken here literally is twice as expensive as the chicken in Ukraine. I know some of you guys are gonna say, Amar, that looks like it's filleted, which is a little bit more expensive. Yes, you guys are right. Chicken that's filleted and cut and skinned is more expensive than buying the chicken where it's really not filleted. But here's the problem, okay? The problem here, maybe this is just in Antigua and not in Guatemala City, but the problem here is that the chicken either comes in quarters, meaning that, see, here's the thing. See, I put my chicken here, okay? This is where I put my chicken. This is where I put my vegetables, okay? If I get the chicken that's cut in quarters and I put it in here, which is thigh and leg together, it's gonna take forever. So for me, I need to buy the chicken like this so it can be cooked quicker. Now, in Ukraine, in Latvia, even back in America, or even actually in Mexico too, they would sell the thigh either bone in or no bone, boneless, and that will suffice. Unfortunately, here in Mexico, they don't have that. So, I'm sorry, here in Guatemala, or, you know, at the very least, maybe it's an Antigua thing. I don't know about Guatemala City, but the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys is that here in Antigua, Guatemala, thus far, you either buy the chicken in quarters, which means you have to use the oven, or you have to cook it a very, very long time over an open fire like this, or you buy the more expensive stuff that's a fillet like this. Now, in all fairness, you can buy the chicken that's cut in quarters. You can buy those for a little bit over $1 a pound, okay? But again, you probably have to use the oven down here, wait half an hour. I ain't got time for that shit, okay, guys? I just want to throw the chicken on the pan, and 10, 15 minutes later, I'm eating. So from what I can tell, guys, you can either get chicken really cheap for about a little bit over about a dollar and a quarter per pound, but it's going to be in quarters, which is gonna be leg and thigh together, or you can go like this and get them filleted, which is gonna be about $4, this is over $4, for a second. It's gonna be over $4 a pound, yeah. So pretty much, guys, you're paying over $4 a pound for this chicken. In America, guys, you get the chicken from Walmart for $2.99 a pound. So the chicken here is actually more expensive than America. It's almost twice the cost of Ukraine and hella more expensive than Latvia. So far, guys, Latvia and Ukraine, even America, are winning when it comes to the price of chicken. However, the meat here is actually cheaper than the chicken. So go figure. When it comes to vegetables, guys, vegetables here are laughably cheap, okay? So the vegetable I bought a couple of days ago, I still have them to this very day. I got them in this bag. So I still got all the stuff I bought. I still got the broccoli. I still got the potatoes. I forgot to buy carrots. That's fine. I don't need carrots. I got the broccoli. I got the potatoes. I got a shitload of potatoes. So when it comes to vegetables, guys, this is even cheaper than Ukraine. So vegetables are hella cheap. Meat is actually quite decently priced, but chicken is a little bit more expensive. So for me to eat here under $10 a day, I would need to cut back on the weight of the chicken. So like I said, guys, this is enough for me to eat today. So this is costing me well over $7. You know, the vegetables, because they're so cheap, I can buy them and they can last me multiple days. So I can eat here for about $10 a day. Preferably, I like to eat for about $8 a day. That's really my goal, is to eat for $8 a day here in Antigua. That $8 really would be close to $10. But then again, if I cut back on the chicken and I simply eat 1 pound of chicken, or a little bit over 1 pound of chicken, then, you know, I'm down to like $7-$8 a day, which is my budget, which is my preferred budget for food. So at the end of the day, guys, you can still eat here for about $8 a day if you decide to cut back on the amount of chicken you eat. And again, for most normal people, they're not going to eat, you know, almost 2 pounds of chicken. They're probably going to eat a pound at the most. So, but I just wanted to let you guys know that chicken here is more expensive than Ukraine, more expensive than Latvia, more expensive than Mexico, Colombia, and even more expensive than America as well. So, but when it comes to vegetables, guys, very, very cheap, like laughably cheap. And the meat is also cheap. It's a little bit cheaper than, way cheaper actually, than the chicken. All right, guys, I'm going to see you later. Take care. Peace.